I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Good to have you with us. Lazy, extreme, death camp. Those are three of the headline-making words and phrases that are in the air today. The power of language touches several of our stories on our show, and we start with the word lazy. It's come up in reference to Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, recipients. Those are undocumented immigrants, as you know, brought to the U.S. as kids. The Trump administration says it wants to legalize almost 2 million of them, but not nearly that many have actually applied for DACA status. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was asked about this by a group of reporters yesterday. His response included some pretty harsh language.
The difference between 690 and 1.8 million were the people that some would say were too afraid to sign up, others would say were too lazy to get off their asses, but they didn't sign up.
As you would expect, a whole lot of reaction to that. Mona Yagani is an immigration lawyer in Houston. What was your reaction when you heard this, first of all?
My reaction was that General Kelly's comments were absolutely cruel, offensive, and completely out of touch with what these young undocumented immigrants go through to be able to apply for DACA or to legalize themselves. And this comes as a shock because General Kelly was head of the Department of Homeland Security, which is also in charge of the immigration agency. So he should know better. But these comments are very revealing about what's going on behind the scenes in the White House regarding immigration.
What does it reveal to you?
You know, it just reveals these comments that come out of the White House, such as S-hole countries, dreamers, not getting off their lazy asses. It's just this general vibe showing that they don't want to solve the immigration problem. And, you know, we hear contradicting statements because the president says the immigrants are stealing jobs from Americans. But on the other hand, they're also lazy and they don't apply to legalize themselves. So which is it?
There was also Trump's line from a State of the Union speech last week, Americans are dreamers, too. What are you hearing from clients since all of these comments?
You know, clients are really confused and they're at the edge of their seats. I have several clients right now who have lost their DACA status, you know, minus the court order that came out a few weeks ago. They were not able to renew their status and they have jobs. You know, General Kelly said yesterday, if they lose their status, they're not priority for deportation. Well, if they lose their status, they can't go to work. They can't make their car payments. They can't make their house payments because the Trump administration is also fining employers who hire people who don't have work authorization.
So help us understand what Kelly was actually talking about. Why might someone who qualifies for DACA not apply for it?
You know, there's several reasons why people did not apply. And I remember back in August 2012 when President Obama passed the executive order, we had issues where people were very scared to apply. And, you know, there was a lot of nonprofit organizations that set up workshops and clinics educating people about what the DACA program is and encouraging them to apply. But the issue was that when people apply for DACA, they have to fill out this form, which gives the federal government their names, their addresses, even really detailed information. What border town did you enter the United States? You know, what date that you crossed the border illegally? And many young undocumented people were terrified to apply because they thought that, well, this would put their parents in jeopardy of deportation.
Were they right to be afraid? I mean, what do you advise people to do when they're in that situation?
Well, at that point, under the Obama administration, we encouraged people to apply and we told them that the government is not seeking to deport your parents. The government will not use that information to come to your home to arrest your parents or someone who's living with you. But, you know, right now the administration has changed and the Trump administration is completely against immigrants and people are terrified that at some point they provided their information and right now all that information could be used to deport them.
Sorry, does the line from the White House that DACA recipients are not a priority for deportation, does that give you any comfort?
No, not at all, because the White House constantly changes their rhetoric and, you know, their priorities.
There was also a problem, as I recall, last year that essentially came down to applicants renewing their applications postmarked by the deadline. But reportedly, those applications weren't accepted because the Postal Service delivered them after the deadline. How much is American bureaucracy just simply to blame?
Well, that was a big issue. I had several applications that were returned because the U.S. Immigration Services said that it was untimely. And then we sent them back again and explained to them that, no, it was sent timely. You know, and young undocumented immigrants, a lot of them, they don't have money to hire a lawyer. So if they try to navigate through the system on their own, they may miss a deadline. They may not fill out an application completely or as required by law. And, you know, they get fumbled in the system and they get denied the benefit that they should be receiving. The other issue that many people probably did not apply, as General Kelly saying they were lazy, that's not true. When President Obama passed the executive order, there were certain requirements. For example, one requirement was that you had to have come to the United States prior to age 16. Well, there were a lot of 16-year-olds who couldn't apply for the benefit of DACA.
Well, as offensive as a lot of people find General Kelly's comments, he did seem to be saying that Trump wants to legalize 1.8 million undocumented immigrants. Isn't that good news?
That's good news. But at the same time, the bargaining power that they're laying out is horrible because they're saying we'll legalize 1.8 million Dreamers and they can become citizens, but we're going to cancel chain migration, meaning that none of these Dreamers will be able to petition for their parents.
So we spoke with you last spring when Trump's travel bans on Muslim-majority countries was dominating the news. Now it's DACA. Beyond Kelly and his comments, what is most preoccupying your clients? What are you hearing from them right now?
What clients are constantly worried about is the instability that exists with the Trump administration. People are terrified. They want to fix their legal status as soon as possible so they're not in jeopardy of some executive order that could pop up the next day when they wake up in the morning.
Mana Yeghani, an immigration lawyer in Houston, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.